ever feel like just hearing the words security audit is enough to give you a headache. Like you've got this giant stack of information on it, maybe a certification study guide or some industry reports.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot to deal with.
We get it. That's why we're doing this deep dive to unpack how to assess and test security,
Yeah.
especially focusing on domain six from that study guide you've probably got.
Definitely.
Ping.
It's like,
Go ahead.
it's one thing to know that security is important. We all know that.
Right.
But actually getting down into it, the
Right.
weeds of audits, that's when it gets real.
Yeah, it's like walking into a meeting and everyone's speaking a different language. Like you're
Yeah.
just trying to keep up and nod along.
Exactly.
But imagine being in that same meeting.
Okay.
Someone mentions third-party audits or cloud security configurations, and instead of just nodding along, you're actually able to follow the conversation.
Yeah.
You might even have some really good questions.
That's the goal, to demystify this stuff
Yeah.
so you can confidently be a part of those conversations.
Love it.
And I think a good place to start is with two terms that I think get confused a lot:
Okay.
validation and verification.
Okay. I'll admit those always trip me up a little.
Yeah.
What's the difference again?
So imagine you're building a house, right?
Okay.
Validation is like making sure you're building the right house,
Right.
the blueprints match what you and the client decided on, it's in the right location, that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Verification is making sure you're building the house correctly.
Okay.
So, like, is the foundation solid? Is the wiring up to code? Is everything structurally
So
sound?
validation is more big picture,
Yeah.
making sure the overall plan is right.
Yeah.
And verification is all those nitty-gritty details of how it's actually executed.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then in the context of security audits, validation might be like checking if the organization's security policies align with industry best practices or regulatory requirements. And then verification would be testing those policies to make sure they're actually being implemented effectively.
Got it.
So it's one thing to have it written down,
Right.
it's another thing to actually do it.
Yeah, so we've validated and verified our security setup.
Yeah.
Where do audits actually fit into all of this?
Audits are how we assess how secure everything is, the
Right.
policies, the systems, the whole shebang.
Oh, yeah.
And our sources talk about three main types of audit strategies:
Okay.
internal, external, and third party.
Let's break those down.
Okay.
So internal audits are kind of like giving yourself a performance review.
Yeah.
Important, but maybe not as much pressure as when your boss is doing it.
Exactly. It's
Fine.
about self-assessment,
Yeah.
identifying your own strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
You might have an internal team that's reviewing security logs, checking for vulnerabilities, things like that,
Gotcha.
just to make sure things are running smoothly.
Okay, so then we've got external audits.
Right.
This is where you're bringing in the professionals, right?
This is where you bring in the pros.
Yeah.
External audits offer that objective outside perspective,
Right.
which is really important for compliance and due diligence.
Yeah.
These are often required by regulations or industry standards.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're handling credit card information, you're probably going to need to comply with PCI DSS,
Right.
which requires regular external
Yes,
audits.
yes,
That's,
yes.
yeah, it's all about making sure
Right.
you're meeting those industry standards.
Okay.
And then last but not least, we've got third-party audits.
The neutral
The
ground.
tiebreaker,
Yeah, that would
exactly.
hook it.
These are usually conducted by independent organizations with specialized expertise. They bring that completely unbiased lens to the table,
Right.
which adds an extra layer of trust and credibility,
Yeah.
especially when you're dealing with really sensitive data or critical infrastructure.
Okay. So we've got the who of audits covered.
We do.
Let's get into the where,
Okay.
because our sources mention on-premises, cloud, and hybrid environments.
Right.
Why does the location of the data even matter for audits?
That's a fantastic question
Yeah.
because it really impacts how an audit is conducted.
Okay.
So let's start with on-premises.
Okay.
Think physical servers, network devices, security cameras, all those things you can actually physically touch.
So on-premises audits are very hands-on then.
Very hands-on.
What does that look like in practice?
Imagine auditors literally going into a server room,
Wow.
checking if the servers are physically secure, reviewing access logs to see who has physical access to sensitive data centers.
Wow.
It's very much boots on the ground.
It's like they're security detectives dusting for fingerprints.
Right.
But what happens when we move to the cloud?
Yeah.
Things get a bit more virtual there, don't they?
Absolutely.
Okay.
In cloud environments, it's much less about having physical access
Okay.
and much more about data access.
Right.
Who has access to what data, how that access is granted and revoked, and how data is protected as it moves around.
So instead of checking server rooms, these auditors are like diving into lines of code then?
In a way, yeah. They're reviewing configuration settings, access controls, encryption protocols, all those digital safeguards that protect the data.
Okay.
Plus, there's a big emphasis on documentation and API access.
Okay, hold on. API access. What is that and why is that important for these audits?
So APIs, or application programming interfaces,
they're
essentially like the messengers of the software world.
Okay.
They allow different applications to talk to each other and exchange data securely.
Okay.
So in cloud audits, API access is crucial because it allows auditors to assess how securely data is being shared and accessed between different cloud services.
So it's like making sure those digital conversations are happening securely behind the scenes.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
And this brings us to another really important part of cloud audits.
Okay.
The shared responsibility model.
Right. We touched on this a little bit earlier.
We did.
It's like sharing a house, right?
Yeah.
You're responsible for your own belongings.
Right, right.
Even though the landlord is taking care of like the building itself.
Exactly.
But how does that actually play out in a cloud audit?
So it's all about understanding who's responsible for what.
Okay.
So the cloud provider, they're responsible for securing that underlying infrastructure.
Okay.
The physical data centers, the network, the actual servers themselves.
Right.
But as the customer, you are responsible for securing everything you put in the cloud.
So things like setting strong passwords, managing user access, encrypting sensitive data, that's all on me.
Yeah.
Even though my data is not physically with me, it's in the cloud.
Exactly.
Okay.
And during a cloud audit, both sides need to demonstrate their part of the bargain.
Okay.
So the provider might provide certifications or attestations to prove that their security controls are sound.
Wait, certifications? Like, what are some examples of those?
There are a bunch, but some common ones you'll see are SOC2 and ISO 27001.
Okay.
These certifications are basically like a stamp of approval from an independent auditor that says that the provider meets specific security standards.
So that's the landlord saying, hey, look, I've installed strong locks.
Right.
I've got a security system.
Right.
I'm doing my part.
Exactly.
But what about the tenant?
Right.
What do they have to do to show that they're doing their part?
So as the customer, you'll need to show how you've configured your cloud services securely.
Okay.
Think access controls, encryption settings, security logging, all that good stuff.
Gotcha.
And this is where things can get really interesting with hybrid environments, right?
Right, hybrid environments.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate juggling act.
It is.
Of managing security across both these worlds.
Right. It is. It can get really complicated.
Yeah.
Imagine having some of your data stored on your own servers.
Right.
Some of it in the cloud.
Yeah.
Maybe it's constantly moving back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Auditors need to look at that whole journey and make sure the security is strong every step of the way.
It's like a relay race.
Yeah.
You got to make sure that baton is protected at every handoff.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
And it shows how important it is to understand that data flow.
Yeah.
You could have top-notch security on your physical servers.
Right.
You can have amazing access controls in the cloud.
Right.
But if the way that data is moving between them isn't secure, that's still a weak spot.
It's like having a high security vault.
Right.
But you leave the key under the doormat.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why a big picture approach to security is important.
Okay.
It's not enough to just focus on one piece at a time.
Right.
You need to be looking at how it all fits together.
Right. The whole ecosystem.
Exactly. And where are those weak points?
Right. And then on top of that,
our
sources mentioned this too.
Oh.
Those security threats, they change all the time, don't they?
All the time.
So how are organizations supposed to keep up with all that when they're thinking about these audits?
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
Because security, it's not one and done.
No.
What worked a few years ago might not work today.
Right.
There are always new threats popping up.
Yeah.
Ransomware, those phishing attacks you hear about.
Right.
Software vulnerabilities, it never stops.
So how can organizations even keep up?
Ugh.
It seems impossible.
It takes work, for sure.
Oh, okay.
And a commitment to always getting better.
Okay.
First, they have to stay in the know about what threats are out there.
So like subscribing to security blogs, attending webinars, all that.
Exactly. Knowledge is power.
Okay. I like it.
The more you know about what you're up against,
the
better you can protect yourself.
Okay.
The second thing is to be proactive.
Okay.
Don't wait for something bad to happen.
Right.
Review your security policies and procedures.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they're up to date.
Okay.
See what the latest best practices are. Are there any new regulations you have to follow?
So it's like regularly updating your home security system.
Exactly. Make sure you have the latest and greatest defenses in place.
Gotcha.
And then the last thing, and this might be the most important.
Okay.
You need to make security part of your culture.
Okay. So it's not just about having the right technology.
No.
It's about making sure that everybody's on board.
Exactly. Everyone from the top down
right.
plays a role in keeping things secure.
Okay.
Things like regular training, mm-hmm. those phishing simulations you hear about.
Right.
Those are great tools
yeah.
to help people be more aware of security.
So it's like building a human firewall on top of all the digital ones.
I like that a lot.
Right.
Because the most secure system in the world
yeah.
can be brought down right. by one wrong click.
That is a scary thought, and a good thing we're wrapping up this deep dive. I'm feeling a lot more ready to tackle these topics
yeah.
and understand what's going on.
I'm glad to hear that.
Any last words of advice for our listeners out there who might be feeling a little overwhelmed with this whole security audit thing?
I would say don't panic.
Okay.
Security can feel really intimidating.
Right.
Just remember, it's a journey,
okay.
not a destination.
Okay.
Take it one step at a time, never stop learning, and don't be afraid to call in the experts if you need help.
Great advice. It's been great talking about this with you.
Likewise.
And to all our listeners out there, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay secure.